Yes, good evening and welcome to this evening's edition of the program. This is the PM edition. This is Radio Biafra live broadcast and we are reaching from London. My name is Uchame Fo. Welcome to this program.
Maka na nwoke na nwanyi nuziri dinu na nwunye Kava muta nwa Chuku weta nwa elibe nwa fano.
From wherever you are listening, this is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast and we are using this opportunity to welcome you indigenous people of Biafra, men and women of goodwill, all lovers of freedom and justice. This is Radio Biafra News Hour. This is the PM edition. And if you want to join this interactive session, this news hour, this live broadcast, of course, we have a dedicated website. This remains www.radiobiafra.co, www.radiobiafra.co. If anything fails, please go to the other alternative websites. These are www.peopleofbiafra.org, www.indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org, www.ipob.org, www.biafratelevision.co, www.biafrarestoration.com. We are also on satellite. For those on MOS 5 satellite, please turn your dish towards 17 degrees east. We are also on other satellites, like satellite platforms like DASAT. Simply search for radio satellite category and under it you search for Radio Biafra. Scan for Radio Biafra. We are also on TuneIn. If you go to TuneIn website or download the app, you will be able to find Radio Biafra if you search for it. We are also on Shoutcast and the most popular platform through which you can get Radio Biafra on the Shoutcast family remains www.radioforest.net, www.radioforest.net. And when our lines are open, if you wish to make contributions, we have two phone lines here. These are +447 448 1091, +447 448 1091, or +447 440 531 583, +447 440 531 583. We are also on Skype. The Skype line we are using this evening is Radio Biafra One. Once again, this is your platform. And if you are just tuning in, this is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast, and from wherever you are listening, if you are hearing echo, please give us feedback as regards that. If you are hearing echo, give us feedback as regards that. This is Radio Biafra platform. This is where we continue to pay homage to the memories of our heroes and heroines that pay the ultimate price that we may have our freedom. And we are not perfect on this platform because we are humans and we are born of imperfection. And so that is our imperfect nature. But one thing is clear, we are sincere. And there is nothing anybody can do about it. Mm-hmm. And on our news headlines, we have that Comrade Timmy Frank says that Mr. President, the good Lord Jonathan, who is the president of the Zoo called Nigeria, should sack Desiane Alison Madueke now and not tomorrow. We are also reporting that there is anger in Bayelsa over Alamisia's son's mother. Also reporting that Nigeria, according to Araba Seva, the APC head boy in Osun State precisely, that Nigeria can only develop if Jonathan is voted out. Nigeria can only develop if Jonathan is voted out. And in the contraption called Nigeria, we are getting feelers that soldiers are shooting themselves, and to avoid deployment to Boko Haram communities, they have resorted to attacking themselves. And with reference to the $1.1 billion Malibu oil scandal, APC has asked Jonathan to come clean. And we are also reporting that the military has arrested soldiers for being Moors for Boko Haram terrorists. And before I proceed, I must go to the line to welcome the eminent barrister at law, Barrister Imamezu. I don't know whether barrister is hearing me. Barrister, can you say hello to our listeners, please?
Yes, sir. Good evening. But it seems to me you have to come a little bit close to the microphone because your voice is not coming on very well. So, good evening to you. I'm sure you're hearing me as well.
Yes, barrister, I can tell you with some degree of certainty that my voice is it's okay, it's all right.
Good evening, fellow dear friends. It's been a rainy day for us here in London, which I'm sure where you are it is raining heavily. But we still have to do our program regardless, since our broadcast is not going under the rain. It's going over and above the rain. That's why a lot of people are receiving us wherever they are, east, west, north, or south. We salute all of you this evening, PM edition, and we are grateful that at least we are awake and ready for the evening program. Of course, Richard Mefo has already commenced. Earlier, I told him I'll join in at some point. I'm here now. We thank all of you for your listenership and also to stand for the news while it's going on. Richard Mefo, I stay tuned in while we read the news. Thank you.
Yes, barrister, thank you. Thank you very much for that. Of course, I will be coming back to you from time to time to give us your perspective on issues. We are going to go straight to the news headlines, and after that, we will read that in details. Already, we have read the news headlines, but we are going to go in details to read them. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast, and if you are just tuning in, we are reaching from London. This is not from United States of America. Of course, broadcast will resume in the next segment of the program. And of course, if there is signal from United States of America, we will hand over. But for now, we are in London. and this is how it is going to be. Yes, we are reporting that a few days ago, Governor Rotimi Amaechi of Rivers State made it known that the pitiable financial condition of states in Nigeria should be blamed on the federal government as a result of the corruption and stealing at the Nigerian National Petroleum Corporation, NNPC. Governor Amaechi said that dwindling revenues to states is caused by the ongoing stealing of public funds from the coffers of the NNPC. The governor said that corruption rather than oil theft was the reason for the shortfall in revenue. The comment by the chairman of the Nigerian Governors Forum is spot on. Corruption is not only affecting our states, but the entire nation. A good example of the corruption and stealing alluded to by Governor Amaechi is the missing, unaccounted, unremitted $20 billion and the alleged squandering of 10 billion naira on private jets by Mrs. Desi and Alison Madeke, the Minister of Petroleum Resources. Since the news broke that $20 billion oil revenue is missing, we have not ceased to cry out and call on Mr. President to commence steps to restore probity, sanity, and accountability at the NNPC and within our oil industry by first ensuring that the Zen is sacked and appropriately prosecuted. I want to thank Governor Amaechi for lending his voice to this crusade aimed at stopping the mind-boggling stealing and corruption that is ongoing at the NNPC under the stewardship of the Zen. This is according to Comrade Timmy Frank. That is to show you that a lot of things are happening in the zoo called Nigeria, but also it is instructive for us to know that the billions of naira and dollars and pounds being stolen every day in the zoo called Nigeria, which of course is the revenue accruing from the oil from Biafra land, are all in the hands of the rogues and thieves and murderers from the Northern Hausa Fulani extraction, the retired military generals like the likes of IBB, Ibrahim Badamasi Babangida, General Muhammad Buhari, who of course championed war against indiscipline. But of course, what he did in office is left for anybody to guess. When he was the chairman of petroleum, can't even remember the project, he was a PTF. The funds that were remitted in that sector remain unaccountable till date. And today he is heading the APC, the political arm of Boko Haram. And of course, their military wing, Boko Haram, is continuing on their rampage and wreaking havoc on ordinary citizens of the zoo called Nigeria. They have maimed our people. They have targeted our economic interests. They have curtailed our freedoms. And they have spilled the blood of innocent Biafrans on the streets of northern Nigeria. And this is instructive once more that our people, what we tell our people is to make haste while the sun shines, because the zoo is going to implode very soon. A lot of things are happening and the ominous sign is in the horizon. There is no other way God can give us this sign. He has given us good health. He has given us life. It is left for us to take care of the life He has given to us. He cannot come down from heaven or wherever He is to defend us or to tell us what to do and what not to do, because He has given us the intelligence, the common sense. And the ominous sign in the horizon remains that there is no protection for Biafrans in anywhere in Nigeria, outside Biafra land and its environs. And so those claiming to be Lagosians and Igbos of northern Nigeria and all sorts of things, and people from Abuja claiming indigenous of Abuja, should advise themselves accordingly. There are so many people who are coming up now, a lot of groupings, because election 2015 presidential election is coming up, if ever it will hold. But our people are killing us themselves. They are jostling for contracts. The Igbo social cultural organization are still dilly-dallying on whether to support APC or whether to support PDP, depending on who, which of the either side pay more. They are waiting for the money they will divide and share. They are not interested in the lives or the furtherance of the good health and well-being of our people. This is pathetic. And so the ordinary citizens of Biafra, the ordinary citizens of the different ethnic nationalities lumped together in the contraption called Nigeria, have one option: to head to their fatherland. Wherever you come from, you better head to your fatherland. For Biafrans, you must head eastwards, because there is no protection for you. Make arrangements to defend yourself. Your security cannot be guaranteed in anywhere outside Biafra land. This is Radio Biafra, and this is the News Hour. We are also reporting that there was indignation in Bayelsa State on Monday following the alleged killing of the former governor, Dapri Alamisiye's son, Mr. Oyemifa, in Dubai, the United Arab Emirates. The Nation newspaper gathered that Oyemifa, second to the last child in the family and student, and was killed in Dubai at the weekend. His body was said to have been found on the street by the police, who searched him and found his identity card. Using the identification card, the police reportedly traced the home of Oyemifa, only to discover that he came from a big family. In quotes, it was gathered that shortly after knowing the deceased background, the police men left, but later came back to tell the family members of Alamisiye's house in Dubai that Oyemifa committed suicide. The policemen reportedly based their claims on autopsy they said was conducted on the body. It was, however, learned that the former governor was jolted by the news which hit him in Yenagoa on Sunday, just as his wife was said to have cried inconsolably. Alamisiye was said to have rejected the claims that his son, who was in the mid-20s, committed suicide. We are also reporting that the governor of Osun State, Ogbeni Ruf Arabasale, has disclosed that the only way to develop Nigeria's socioeconomic potentials is to vote out President Goodluck Jonathan in February 2015. The governor stated this on Thursday at the first Ebajo Polytechnic Summit and fundraising program held at the school's permanent site in Ebajo. According to the governor, the incumbent President Jonathan's administration is making the country grow from bad to worse, hence the need for Nigerians to vote for the president out and give the country the needed alternative to move the country to a greater height. He noted that the country is degenerating very fast, particularly as the nation is now facing the problem of desecrating the judiciary, a body which ought to be respected to safeguard the interests of common man. Every civilized nation has a respectful judiciary, and any attempt to desecrate the judiciary is an invitation to anarchy. We are also reporting that soldiers shoot themselves in order to avoid deployment to Boko Haram communities, as the battle to root Boko Haram out from communities seized in Adamawa State. Military sources have disclosed that some soldiers and officers are inventing pranks to avoid deployment to the battleground. At the weekend, seven soldiers allegedly opened fire on different parts of their bodies and later claimed that Boko Haram terrorists shot them. But when medical examination was carried out on them, it was discovered that the shots were self-inflicted. The Army High Command has also discovered that the information about its strategies and operational roadmap in the Northeast were being passed on to Boko Haram terrorists by orderlies and close aides of commanders on the field. It was gathered that some of the perpetrators of the crime had been arrested, while a board of inquiry had been set up to carry out further investigation, after which a court martial to try them would be set up. The source revealed that many of the soldiers had devised means so as not to be set for battlefield, while others faked strange ailments. It was reliably gathered that the alleged attack on seven soldiers at the weekend were carefully masterminded by the troops so as to look as if the Boko Haram terrorists actually attacked them. The source disclosed that when the soldiers were brought to the hospital in Adamawa, the injuries were fresh, while the bullets just pierced through the flesh to the other side with no bone affected. This is a report according to Nigeria's Tribune. The All Progressives Congress, APC, the political arm of Boko Haram, has challenged President Goodluck Jonathan to urgently speak out and take action on the monumental Malabu oil scandal that is rocking his administration and again putting Nigeria under global spotlight as a corrupt nation. In a statement issued in Lagos on Sunday by its National Publicity Secretary Lai Mohammed, APC said President Goodluck Jonathan must end his silence on the matter, since half of the $1.1 billion paid to Malibu Oil and Gas for oil field OPL 245 by two oil majors was allegedly used to bribe Nigerian officials, who in turn used the proceeds to buy private jets and bulletproof limousines. The opposition party said that since the deal to pay Malabu the huge amount and huge funds was brokered and passionately defended by the Jonathan administration, it stands to reason that officials of the same administration will know one or two things and perhaps are part and parcel of the whole scandal. We are also reporting that the Nigerian military authorities is prosecuting a war against terrorism in the northeast states of Adamawa and Yobe, and they have, as we all know, have arrested several soldiers who were discovered to have leaked vital security information on the troop strategies and tactics to Boko Haram that led to series of ambush and killing of over 30 Nigerian soldiers in recent times. Most of the arrested soldiers serve as orderlies or aide-de-camp of the ADCs to the commander of troops in the field. It was gathered that The alleged moves among the soldiers leaked the information on the deployment of soldiers from Mai Malawi barracks in April this year to the terrorists, which led to an ambush and killing of so many soldiers of the 101 battalion that consequently led to soldiers mutiny and the shooting at the General Officer Commanding GOC 7th Division, Major General Ahmed Mohammed. His armored official car saved his life. According to Vanguard newspaper, further information gathered that the activities of these moles may have been responsible for the recent shooting of the Nigerian Air Force Alpha jet on September the 12th, which took off from Yola Airport and was reportedly missing until Boko Haram terrorists said they shot it down and killed one of its pilots, which was confirmed by the Facebook account of Friends of the Army official. Speaking under a condition of anonymity, a reliable source said commanders on the field had for long wondered how information on strategies for deployment, type of weaponry and fallback tactic easily filtered out to the terrorists, to the extent that soldiers' movement, timing of deployment and routes to take became known to Boko Haram insurgents. The situation became so bad that there was mutual suspicion among fellow commanders, the brigade headquarters, and even the division headquarters. But at last, the moles were found out to be some of the orderlies and aides of commanders. What they do is that after operational briefings and troops take off, these moles immediately pass on the information through calls. And this confirms what we have been saying, that Nigerian army is divided along ethnic lines, and that the Nigerian army officials or personnel, so soldiers from northern part of the zoo called Nigeria, northern Hausa Fulani extraction, are also members of Boko Haram, and they protect Boko Haram members. They are sympathetic to the Boko Haram cause and they pass information. This is just a tip of the iceberg, and indeed the people who are actually fighting Boko Haram are the people from the eastern region and people from Biafra land, the Biafran people, the Biafra army officers in Nigerian army are the people fighting Boko Haram. They are the people on the war front, or at the war front, while the Hausa Fulani army personnel are busy passing information to Boko Haram. In fact, they are Boko Haram themselves. And on the political wing, you have the APC, you have the likes of Muhammad Buhari, you have the likes of Atiku Abubakar, and a whole lot of them. You have Tinubu in from Southwest and Alabosere. All these people are the people who are actually sponsoring terror network Boko Haram in order to gain undue advantage. This is Radio Biafra Live broadcast, and we are reaching from London. We will be going to Barrister Mames very soon. If you want to make any calls, I don't know whether this system is accepting call, but if you want to make any call, please call +44 744 810 941, +44 744 810 941, or call +44 744 531 583, +44 744 531 583, or call our Skype line. The Skype line is Radio Biafra 1. We will be going to Barrister very soon to give us his perspective on the news items we have read. And we are going to the line now to talk to Barrister. Barrister? No, I can't. Barrister, are you hearing me?
Yes,
please, can you give us your perspective on the news that we have read? Of course, you may have read them as well.
Yes, Chumako, thank you for the news. Quite elaborate, and especially centered on the military, the frictions they have within themselves. We've already stated that Nigeria, that expired contraption, will in itself kill itself, because a lot of things are happening. As you rightly said, the military are divided amongst ethnic groups. Mostly the Biafrans are being sent to the war front for the Boko Haram to kill them. And when it comes to court-martialing, they are hand-picking Biafrans to go and finish them so that the Boko Haram will have upper hands. We know all this, and we've been telling our people, it's time for you to pack your bag, disappear, because if you wait for them to send you on a mission and then you refuse, then they will want to court-martial you. What you do without waiting for anybody to tell you what to do, just pack your bags and disappear. There is nothing good about the expired zoo. All they have from time immemorial, since 1945, is the killing of Biafrans. Everything they do is just marginalization, brutalization, and killings all the time. So it's up to you to decide on what to do, because you'll be waiting to get some money from the expired zoo. The next thing that will confront you will be death. If you want to save your life, just decamp from the military. Find your way out and wait for the restoration of Biafra. Your continuation in that zoo, with that military zoo, is spelling a big, huge punishment and consequently death for any Biafra man or woman who still want to remain in that contraption, serving them as military. You will not succeed. Look at what Boko Haram, because what is the majority of people in this military are Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram. Whenever they plan any way, their strategy to go and meet up head on with the Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram, their own people owe allegiance to Allah. They will reveal whatever strategy you're planning. They will just let them know where all of you are hiding, and they will come and kill all of you. Move away from that contraption. Move away from that particular military zoo. It has expired. For those who are carrying on doing business with Lieutenant Fan and his people, you are wasting your lives away, because you can never benefit unless you are part of Wahaleze, you get money and you share money, you share blood. You'll be given money to keep quiet whilst your people are dying. And the House of Boko Haram politicians will come and tell you, one Nigeria, they are having a laugh at you because they are making use of your oil. They are marginalizing you. There is no job for your people, no industry in Biafra land. Nothing is working over there. But you are still carrying on with one Nigeria. How all of you are thinking foolishly without sitting down to think something realistic on how to forge ahead in that particular area? I do not know. And he actually keep alleging. I know he's got something with him and Jonathan. Remember last year, he said that the reason why there is a lot of corruption is because the masses are not stealing the politicians, the senators, because they keep stealing. This is Amechi's words, not Radio Biafra, and not mine. Now, he's alleging again that because of Jonathan's regime, their corruption, that's why things are happening. He himself is not devoid of the corruption. All of them are in it together. All Biafrans need to do is to wake up and stand up and stand for your rights. Everybody is keeping quiet because nobody wants to die, and you are suffering and dying. One Nigeria, Boko Haram are killing you. They are killing you. Starvation is there. There is no job for our youth. There is nothing for them. Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram are taking anything that belongs to Biafra land. And people are keeping quiet because you don't want to die. Eventually, you're dying. They are killing you. No job for you. No industry. no infrastructure. Nothing is working in Biafra land. We hear the same news all over again on a daily basis. Yet, our people are so slow, so lazy to react. Look at what is happening in Asia, in Europe, in North America, North Africa. They will rebel if they see what is happening. They don't like it. They will come at Hamas and complain. They will face all these military, high-powered machineries. But they are not deterred with that. They will still proclaim what they want. They still exist. This is what they want. But our people, as soon as we hear the sound of a call, everybody will run away and go and hide. And that is not the way that our beloved Biafra could be restored. It's only when you come out and say, enough is enough. But the majority of you are eating crumbs that fell off from the table. Whose table is this? Biafran table. Whose oil? Your oil. How something like Boko Haram has sitting on your products and eating it. They are all over the Eastern region. But those in the north, they are killing them, burning churches. I've never heard of how many mosques have been burnt. But they tell you, no, it's not religious. It has nothing to do with religion. They keep telling you lies and keep fooling all of you. And you believe them. Go to East, from Anambra to Ebonyi State, from Ebonyi to Umuahia, Akene, all of them. It's full of hassle and people. They're milling around doing their businesses. But the Easterners are not allowed to stay in the North. They are burning your churches, burning your businesses, killing you. Is there any justice? And yet some of our people cannot even sit down and realize what is happening. Which of us is a shame. I don't know how long it will take our people to realize that they have been fraudulently given what they're supposed to reject from the world. And they're still managing it. Well, you know, when we see food we eat, when it is better you fight for your right. If you die as a result, it's more dignified than waiting for when Chukwuabiamah will come down from heaven and say, alright, everybody go your way. It will not happen. The days of murder in the biblical view has long gone. If you don't do it yourself, nobody will do it for you. If you keep waiting for the West to come and support you to activate, you will waste forever. Because the Western people, they are happy with what is happening in the zoo. They are happy with the situation because the zoo is a dumping ground. Come and take what you can. They are taking your oil, including the Western world. So they will not orchestrate or activate whatever you are hoping that will be done in the zoo. You will have to do it yourself to tell the world that you are pained, to tell the world that you are suffering, to let everybody know that the children of Biafra origin, their men and their women and young men, even those in the military, they are gradually killing you off without all of you knowing. They will give it one name, eliminate you. If you have 10 goats and every day one is off, before the next month, all the goats will be gone. Put it in that statistics and see how you can work it out. If we keep hanging around and keep hoping and keep sharing oil and sharing blood, it will affect you one day. The reason why Radio Biafra is here is to re-educate our people. It will tell you that all you've been fed long time is all false and fallacious. It's about time you make a U-turn and realize you can think for yourself, not buying what you're told. It's about time you have the same brain, the person who is cooking things up and telling you what to believe. Think for yourself and use your brain to activate what is right. I stay tuned. Thank you.
We will now go to the line. I can say with some degree of certainty that we have our brother Imam Madabichi from Lagos. He is, of course, our correspondent in Biafra land, but presently in Lagos. Ima, I don't know whether you're hearing me.
Yes, Uche, I'm hearing you.
Yes, please can you say hello to Biafrans and friends of Biafra and indeed all men and women of goodwill and all lovers of freedom and justice. And then, of course, proceed to give us your perspective on the news items we have read.
Fellow Biafrans, thank you very much for another day to be with you, to speak with you, and to have you have our perspectives on issues that concern us. You are welcome. I say good evening, as usual, good morning, good night, depending on which part of the world you are listening to us from. I want to look at the issue of military as moles in the military. Supposedly, Nigerians in the Nigerian military. And we say they are moles. And they are moles sabotaging the work of Nigeria, which is their country, which they have sworn allegiance to, which they were recruited for. And they are moles. This goes a long way to show that we are not a nation. We are just a patchwork. We are just a country, people who are forced together to come and live together. We have our allegiances towards our nations, the nationalities that make up Nigeria. It means we are not one. That is why some people, they value where they are coming from, yes, just like I value where I'm coming from, than Nigeria. That is what everybody does. That is the mold in which everybody is, both from the president to down to the least person in Nigeria. Nobody gives a hoot about Nigeria. People who are in Nigeria, many people who are in Nigeria, many peoples, okay, if I must use peoples, nations who are in Nigeria, are here for what they can get, not for what they can put in to build the country. The only people who are putting everything to build this country are Biafrans, people from the former Eastern region, and of course, parts of Midwest. Those are the people who have been suffering since 1960 to build up Nigeria. But today, we have said enough is enough. Let it be to thy tent, O Israel. Enough is enough. We have tried to build this place. We are the ones that fought for the independence of Nigeria. We are the ones that went to jail. We are the ones that were abused. We are the ones that were humiliated by the British. All manner of evil things and wicked things were done to us. We struggled and got independence. When we got independence, we are the only people who fought for independence, and it was, we were not given the power to organize the country. It was given to some people less. And they began to use it against us. So nobody is a Nigerian. So those military men that are moles, yes, that's what they are, moles. Because their allegiance is to their nations, to their peoples, not to Nigeria. If oil stops flowing in Nigeria today, so many people will run away. They won't need a national conference, they will run away. It's because there is oil. That is why they are here. So when it comes to fighting, when it comes to working for Nigeria, they don't work for Nigeria. That is that for me on that aspect. That is also the same thing on this other area where they said that soldiers were shooting themselves to avoid being sent to the war front. Is that not laughable? To make it more laughable, they said they discovered that this was what they were doing because the bullets did not penetrate the bones. So are they telling us now that Boko Haram, they are too good that if they shoot, it must touch the bones? Or are they telling us now that if a man wants to avoid going to battle, he should shoot and make sure that he gets the bone? It's very, very laughable. But it goes a long way also to show that we are not one. Every people do everything to make sure that they do not give anything to this country. Nobody gives anything. What everybody wants to do is take. So when he came to join in the military, when it was rosy, you see all of them queuing behind their godfathers and their fathers to be recruited into the army. But now the table has turned. The army is no longer as rosy as it is. So they cannot go to war. They are now looking for avenues to run away from battle. That is where the cookie crumbles. That is where the world is. That it is smooth today does not mean it will be smooth tomorrow. Now they are running from battle. They are shooting themselves. Well, they have given them a clue. Next time you want to avoid going to battle, make sure you get the bone. That's all. They will clear you. So which I rest my case here and wait for you.
Yeah, yes, thank you very much, Emma, for that. Of course, I will come back to you from time to time. Thank you very much. That is our brother, Emma Madabuchi, and also one of our correspondents from Biafra Land, and he is presently making his contributions from the heart of the zoo called Lagos. Thank you very much. We will come back to you very soon.
Thank you.
Thank you. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast, and we are reaching from London. My name is Uchemefor. For this program is being co-hosted, of course, with barrister Imam Mezu, and very soon we'll go back to him. We will now go to the line, and that is Skype. Let us go to the Skype and see who is there. The caller on Skype, your name and where you're calling from, please. The caller on Skype, are you hearing me? No. The caller on Skype, are you hearing me? This is Radio Tony. Can you call us back? I'm not hearing anything from you. I don't know what is going on. Are you hearing me now? Yeah, but your voice is too faint, Tony. Hello?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I mean, I don't know what was happening, you know. Okay. Yes, for the benefit of our listeners, please tell us your name and where you're calling from, please.
Yeah, I just want to confirm, is it okay now?
Yes, it is.
All right. My name is Prince Tony Aduka, and by the special grace of God, the artist of Biafra, you know, I've been listening to the news and all that you read, all the funny things happening in that land where we come from, is quite unfortunate.
Yes.
Quite laughable. In fact, I really wonder what our brother Jonathan is trying to protect in that very country. I don't know. I don't really know. We know the problem we have is because we are not inclined to media and the readings, and that's why most of our people seem to be ignoring what we are doing, simply because we don't have time, because of the mess they have put in our life into. We no longer have time to do anything that will waste time to bring us a good result. Anything we are doing now is Jamfa. So based on your news, he said that the Yoruba APC or whatever, that with Jonathan, Nigeria will be good if Jonathan is voted out.
Yes.
Yes. Jonathan must understand. He must understand that Nigeria is no longer benefiting anybody in that very country. There is no need he is protecting that country. There is no need. He will face more disaster. What is the need, Jonathan, that you are there on the seat? By the time you will start ruling, even if you become fortunate enough to enter that seat again, for 4 good years we rule again, can you give us the number? Can you count how many thousands, hundreds of thousands of people that will die again in that very country? Nobody hates you. Nobody hates you. Neither does anybody hate Hausa or Yoruba. But the only thing is that that very country is due enough to be divided. let people go on their various ways. If you come down there, if you divide every country, the northerners, there will be no killing again. I want to promise you, there will be no killing again. The Yorubas, they will be there. They will go on their own peacefully. Biafrans will go on their own peacefully. What are you protecting? You see, soldiers are attacking themselves because the people that are fighting this very Boko Haram or the insurgents are the Biafrans. How could you expect those soldiers, northern soldiers who are Muslims? Please, Mr. Uche, I am speaking, I am lowering my voice a bit because, you know, it's quite a midnight here, you know. I mean, it's around 3 a.m. here and, you know, in Malaysia, we don't make noise. My brother, must understand.
Yes.
We don't make noise.
Yeah, Tony, your voice is audible enough and I can say that people are hearing you.
Thank you very much for that. Because here now, people are sleeping. I don't want somebody to call police for me to say
yes.
that I'm disturbing him.
Yes.
That's the country where we are.
And that is courage on your part. You all in Far East, yeah? It is your midnight now or early morning. And
yes, early
those
morning.
In Australia as well. And
yes.
Some of you are always awake to listen to Radio Biafra. And
yes.
It is something that must be commended. It is
yes.
not easy. And it shows the level of commitment on your side and everything. And so I wanted to, you know, point to what you said. The issue of Nigerian Army, Nigerian Army of personnel or officers,
mm-hmm.
you know, not wanting to go to fight Boko Haram is very, very, very understandable. Because Nigerian government, the defense headquarters, don't have weapon to face Boko Haram.
How could they have?
They do not have weapon to face Boko Haram. The Nigerian army strength is depleting. They are in chaos. Nigeria is the Nigerian army is divided along ethnic lines. As you can see, the people, the soldiers in Nigerian army from Northern Hausa Fulani extraction are only inside there to give information to Boko Haram, to their brothers in the field. They are all members of Boko Haram, including their politicians. The APC is the political arm of Boko Haram. And as you can see, the politicians are the people supporting Boko Haram. And then the soldiers in Nigerian army are paying allegiance not to the Nigerian state but to Arewa Republic. They know what they are looking for.
Yes,
and the people who are holding the zoo called Nigeria together remains Biafrans. And I don't know why we cannot advise ourselves.
We are the monkeys that are walking. We are the monkeys that are working in that very country. Since that very country started answering the so-called Nigeria or whatever. Look, you know, the major problem we have is that nobody is carrying this broadcast to our soldiers there in that very zoo. Otherwise, I don't see any reason why they will continue dying in the hands of their enemies, calling it working for Nigeria. Nobody is carrying the news. And any person who is fortunate enough to hear or listening to Radio Biafra for one day. But believe me, he is just coming out immediately. Last time we went for a donation for the defense fund here in Malaysia, just 2 weeks ago when director was here. You know, one man just, the man we invited to come and try to donate for us, he said that somebody called him just now from Nigeria, telling him that his brother has resigned from army. You understand? Has resigned
yes.
because he just listened to Radio Biafra. I didn't know how he came about just listening to Radio Biafra. Only once. But every day he just resigned. Do you know what the man was reporting? That he was sergeant or what in that very zoo in the north.
Yes.
And those that are under him, which are Hausa and the northerners, they were commanding him instead of him to command them. They were commanding him, telling him that he will die if he does anything, that they will kill him. So when he just came across hearing the Radio Biafra broadcast, the man has to come down from there.
You understand? he hopped on the opportunity.
Yes. Now he's there in Igbo land. He just ran away. The other one is here, who was in Atlari. He's here in Malaysia. You understand?
Yes.
Because they slip him out of that very place simply because when they sent them for a mission, they have two uniforms. And every two uniforms, Biafrans are using a different uniform, while Hausans, Northerners, they are using a different uniform.
So that they will be identified easily and be killed, yes?
Yes. And as the insurgents were coming, the commander, they were expecting the commander to command them to fire. And the commander said, don't shoot. And that very don't shoot, the insurgents were coming closer, and this guy has to raise the bullet. You understand?
Yes.
As he shot the bullet, he got some of the insurgents. And that's why they wanted to kill him. They threatened to kill him, only that he has somebody. He's an insider who is one of the top officials. That man has to sneak him out of that very place. And he ran, they crossed him over to Malaysia here. You see what is happening? Our people don't know. So if they know what exactly is happening, nobody can open his mouth. I am a Nigerian. They don't know what we are passing through. Okay. You see, because another one is some of our people are not interested. They ignore what we are doing. Simply
yes.
Because our mentalities have been diverted to a very different location. You know, most of our people now, what we think about is only to how to struggle to build a house, to marry a wife, and to buy a car.
That is achievement in life.
That is the only achievement. While in the civilized world, these things are necessities for every human being. You come to Malaysia here, nobody is thinking about a house or cars or this. They are begging you to come and carry a car to drive. New cars. Which are locals. You see, the house is there for you. Government build house everywhere because government has the own the land. They build house everywhere. Once you are up to the state of marrying a wife or whatever, they will secure a flat for you and you take it. Maybe you just...
Hello, Tony. Tony, are you hearing me? It appears we have lost connection. Yes, we have lost connection with Tony from Malaysia. Tony, please call us back. There are certain things, of course, we want to seek clarification from. The Malaysian people, the indigenous people of Biafra in Malaysia are formidable. They are formidable. And when we say formidable, they are formidable. I want to get the names or the name of the album that was released by the indigenous people of Biafra in Malaysia. That is one explosive album once again, and I will want to have some information about it. We will want to have some information about it, and very soon we will be back. I think there is an issue here. Let us see if we can take care of it. There is an issue here, and we'll be right back. Tony, are you hearing me?
Oh, yeah.
There was a slight break in transmission. We apologize for the intermission. Intermission and transmission. It is as a result of circumstance beyond our control. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast, and we are still continuing. We are reaching from London. My name is Uchemefor. Earlier, we were speaking with Prince Tony Oduka, a staunch Biafran who is presently in Malaysia, and we can confirm that we have re-established contact with him. Tony, please, can you continue?
Thank you, Engineer Uchemefo.
Yes, Tony, you know what? Well, when you were off, I was even talking. I didn't know that the line was off. You know, I would like to clarify issue. A lot of people are calling me engineer. I did not read engineering, you know.
Oh, really?
I'm not an engineer, you know.
Okay, let me call you a doctor now.
Tony, you know, I just want to, you know, say the way it is. This is Radio Biafra, and upon this platform, the truth must be told. Well, I don't know. A lot of people are calling me an engineer, but I am not an academic engineer anyway. And it is very important that the record is set straight. Go ahead, well, Tony.
we can identify you with any adage or any respect now, you understand, because of what you are doing. And what you are doing concerned on the Radio Biafra is enough to call you engineer. No matter you did not carry a note or a source book about it. So you are automatically an engineer.
Well, if it is a nickname, well, I don't know. But I'm not an academic engineer.
Thank you. I nicknamed you Engineer Uchemefo. So you take it.
Thank you, Tony. Go ahead. Biafrans are listening.
Yes. So there is no need of prolonging words. And thank you for connecting me back. I just want to urge our people here and there who are everywhere in the world that he or whosoever that has not get tired of the country called Nigeria, what we are passing through. In fact, the person must examine himself again. Just imagine the River Niger Bridge. You see what is going on there. We were discussing it this evening. Somebody was asking me, not even asking me, because you know our people know how to make a blind argument. He was trying to tell me that River Niger Bridge is going on. You understand that good luck is building the Niger Bridge for us. You see, I don't know what your people are talking about. I have to put him down, brother.
That second bridge across the Niger,
yes,
is deception of the century.
Yes.
And Jonathan is coming back. In fact, anybody, Obasanjo used it to, you know, cajole the Igbos. And the greedy ones among them, Johannes and the Igbo, they hopped on it. Because probably money was donated to them, and they scrambled for it. Now Jonathan is also coming back, and even when everybody sees that nothing was going on, I mean, do we need public-private partnership for a federal government project to be carried out? What have they done in the first place to the so-called Southeast?
While others were built free of charge by the government.
Yes, of course.
Yes, and the Igbos will suffer their own for good 25 years, paying tolls. And that is it.
Yes, while other areas are done for free.
Is it not only 2 minutes drive? How many inches, how many feet is it that is above our government to construct for the poor masses down there? They cannot do it. And they just want to penalize us. In fact, I just want to urge our people, let us come out and do this thing once and for all. I thank God for the development, for the new development now concerning both Nigeria, the ammunition purchase, and whatever. All these things, God is just, the Bible says that everything is turning around for our own good. That is what our people never understand. Everything is turning around for our own good. We are going to make it. In fact, I'm even composing a very good number, a very quality number for the celebration of Biafra. I am telling you because it's coming soon.
You see, Tony, I actually wanted to ask you a number of questions about the marvelous work the indigenous people of Biafra in Malaysia are doing. The latest album released, I don't even know the name. Are you involved in the project as well?
I am not involved. They didn't let me know. They just did the good job. They went and did it on their own.
Yes.
And, but I have told the brother to try to reach me so that we can
pull resources together. Properly.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
So these are the issue. And you know, on my own, I have given it to Biafra so that it will be used for anything they want to do with it.
You are a good man, Tony.
Progress of it. So if I have more, I will donate. So that, because for me, it's like Bele Biafra comes today. That is it.
Yes.
Biafra comes today. Because I know the need. I know the importance of freedom. I know the importance of building a new nation. A nation where everybody will have equal living. You understand?
Exactly,
so,
Tony.
In fact, Ms. Luce Mefo, you can go ahead. I just want to call because it's a very long time now I never talk on Radio Biafra.
Yes, and this is a unique privilege, Tony. Are more than a million. And you know what? I can only encourage people, artists among us, musicians and actors to do whatever they can to promote Biafra. Because if you don't do it, nobody will do it for you. Tony, you set the pace, and we are grateful. Oyenya na chie, you know, I want to be free.
Okay, when Mary.
Yes, and you have set a pace, and indeed, you have made Biafra proud. This is, of course, the platform of sincerity, of commitment, and of truth and honesty. And as you serve Biafra in truth and honesty, may God continue to protect you, to bless you and your family and the family of indigenous people of Biafra in Malaysia and all over the world. We will, of course, Tony, you have given us something, and we, just like Oliver Twist, we want more, Tony. Whatever it takes, let us know. Tony, we want more. We want musicians across the world, Biafra musicians, artists, to promote Biafra, to serve Biafra by promoting Biafra, using their songs, using whatever they do, using their artistic expression to express Biafra freedom that the world may know. In other countries, if it is in the United States of America, for instance, when they are doing elections, it is artists and musicians and actors that come, when they come, all these celebrities, they come and they refine a project. Yes, they sell the product. And so you have a very unique privilege in the Biafra Restoration Project. You have a central position. There is enormous responsibility on your part, on the part of your fellow artists, to do something for Biafra. And in turn, I tell you, you will not go empty-handed.
Amen. And Mr. Oche?
Yes, Tony.
Engineer, I want to use this opportunity to give a thanks to our national coordinator here, Mr. Anthony Obilo. He's a very brave man. He is trying so much. He's trying so much, especially my coordinator in the zone. His name is Stephen Ogudu. You understand?
Yes.
Yeah, the guy is, they are working very, very hard. They are working very hard, tirelessly. Yeah, even last time when we had a problem somewhere, even at the day of atonement, I know what that guy suffered, but we thank God so much that after everything, Chukwu Abiyama was with us. So that is it. And the talk about football team. We have raised a football team here in Malaysia, Biafran football team.
That is fantastic, Tony.
Yes. So whosoever that is a Biafran and is in Malaysia as a footballer, let him go to Sky. You know, my own is just closed now because I am making call for me to bring the address. So let him go to Skype and he will see the announcement there where the football match will be held. I think it's next week. So, Engineer Uchemefor, please, you carry on. We are with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tony, and thank you to all indigenous people of Biafra in Malaysia who are working tirelessly hard, who are working assiduously hard to make sure that Biafra is put on the world stage once more. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast, and this is the PM edition for the 13th of October 2014. We are reaching you from London. I will now go back to the line. I will go to Lagos now to catch up with our brother Imam Mada Abuchi, who is and has been waiting on the line. Ima, are you hearing me?
Yes, Uche, I'm hearing you. I'm with you all the way.
Yes, first of all, I want to apologize for the slight break in transmission. And, of course, as you can see, electronic gadgets, you can never say. You can never predict. And, yes, that is where we are. We are not perfect because we are human beings. But we are sincere. And that sincerity, we will continue to profess without any prevarication, without any surrender, without any retreating. That is whom we are, and that is the spirit on this platform, yeah. Radio Biafra, and among the indigenous people of Biafra around the world. Go ahead, Ima, and probably give us your perspective or something you have to tell us more.
Yes, my perspective is on this issue of Dezani Madueke and the missing 20 billion and the campaign to have her removed. As a matter of fact, I have stopped paying attention to issues of corruption in Nigeria. And my reasons are obvious, they are clear. The first thing is that Nigeria itself is corruption, founded in corruption, lies, and deceit. So everything that grows in it must be corrupted. So that is why I've stopped. Until Nigeria dies and truth begins to reign, corruption will be part of Nigeria. If you remember the first coup in Nigeria, that is the first military coup by Nzogu and his mates, the major issue they were talking about, the reason why they took over was corruption to deal with 10%ers, people who give government contracts and collect 10%. That was the major reason. So which means corruption is as old as Nigeria, even before 1960, when we were having the court clerks and the interpreters. In those days, used to be demonstrated by Loma Jugorje in his Ichoku program. You see that they will tell him one thing, he will say another thing, he will collect money to go and interpret in favor of some people. Nigeria,
yes. Brother. Yeah, yes. If you are going too far, corruption, of course, was the foundation was laid by the colonial masters themselves when they shortchanged Biafrans. The moment they started siding the Northern Hausa Fulani oligarchy, who are not equal to the task, the moment they started favoring mediocrity and not meritocracy, the moment they started rigging the vote and census in favor of the North, that was when corruption was cemented. And so we cannot be surprised, and that is why Nigeria as it is today must disappear peacefully or die violently. Go ahead, please.
Yes, that's actually what I'm saying. The census figure based on lies. Every election you see in Nigeria is based on lies. They will tell you we are running democracy. There's no democracy anywhere here. It's based on lies and deceit. the amount of people you can deceive and change figures. So corruption is here. Nigeria itself is corruption. So why should anybody say he's fighting corruption? They should remove this one or remove that one. The person who is saying it, is he not corrupt? Is he not a product of corruption? Tell me anything here that is not a product of corruption. Tell me any public officer that is not a product of corruption. Even to enter university, you have to give bribe and do one or two things. So I have stopped talking about corruption. What I talk about is Biafra getting out of Nigeria so that we will be able to organize ourselves the way we used to be. Even in my own, as young as I am, I remember in those days in the village, everybody is the brother's keeper. The child belongs to the community. You can't see somebody else's child going astray and you allow him to go astray. You will beat him and go and tell the mother, and the mother will still beat him, or the parents will still beat him. That's what I have known our people for. Somebody does not have a house, the community will come and build a house for him. So you don't even have time for corruption, because nobody looks at your wealth. The wealth is collective. So as long as we are in Nigeria, it will continue to happen. People will continue to make noise. Sack this, sack that, bring this. They said the INEC chairman was a man of integrity. But is he not the one that is now manipulating the electoral process, trying to create voter centers so that it will favor the North? So Nigeria is corruption itself. So fighting corruption does not move me. If anybody comes and says it's fighting corruption. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Emma, for that. Of course, we will come back to you. When we come back to you, of course, you will give us your last contribution, and of course a summary of your thoughts so far in this program, and then we will proceed to ending this program. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast, and we are reaching you from London. In case you want to call, in case you want to make any contribution, please call +44 744 810 9411 +44 744 810 9411 or call +44 744 0531 583 +44 744 0531 583 or call our Skype line. The functional Skype line at the moment on this program remains Radio Biafra 1. Radio Biafra 1. This is your PM edition, and we are reaching you live from London. We will be back in a minute.
Anything he does will work according to God's plan. And so shall it be for you today. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
And this is a special dedication to all indigenous people of Biafra around the world, wherever you are. This is your platform. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. This is the PM edition for the 13th of October 2014. We are proud to be Biafrans. And on this platform, the truth must be read back. And believe it or not, Biafra remains a thorn in the conscience of the international community. Whether they like it or not, the good news of Biafra must be preached to the ends of the earth. Biafra drives away evil spirits, and so all indigenous people of Biafra who are dedicated to this cause must continue to preach the good news unequivocally, that the world may know that the plight of Biafran people must be the burden of everyone. And special thanks to Prince Tony Oduka, who kindly released this track for the indigenous people of Biafra and for the total advancement of the cause for the restoration of Biafra. We thank Tony Oduka, and may God continue to bless him, bless his family and the family of indigenous people of Biafra, where he is. There are also other Biafran artists whom I cannot remember their names, but as we play their songs on this station, we will not fail to acknowledge them. We want indigenous people of Biafra, especially musicians and other artists among them, to praise God using Biafra to advance the cause of the Biafra restoration, using their skills, using their mouths, using their hands, that the world may know that we are the people of Biafra, and that there is no going back, and that it is time to restore Biafra. It is time to put Biafra once again on the world stage. We will now go to the line to Barrister Imam Mezu to get his perspective on the issues that we have been discussing, and of course seek his counsel, his wise counsel as always. Barrister?
I'm sure that the voice is coming out loud and clear.
Not quite, Barrister.
Not quite. Oh.
Yeah, it's okay. Go ahead. Go ahead now, Barrister.
All right, so everything is okay now. Thank you to my once again. Yes, my people of Biafra, people of the indigenous people of Biafra, all of you friends, those who have the interests of Biafrans at heart, we always ask you to support us to the struggle to restore Biafra, because we've had enough. There is no nation, no country on earth who will carry on to enduring what we've been going through. We have no home, we have no hopes, we have no nothing in this world that we live. Biafrans are scattered all over the world. And most painful part of this shenanigan is we have all the mineral resources, we have all it takes to feed ourselves, feed our families, feed even our friends, in fact, including our enemies. But we are not allowed to do so. Because why? Because we have a big hedge upon Biafrans. We don't have anybody at the helm of affairs. Those who are placed there have been bribed sick. They can no longer talk. They can no longer see anything that is unjustifiably wrong. They will tell you everything is hunky-dory, everything is fine. All the illegalities in that zoo has been meted upon Biafrans, they will see things happening. They will decide to close their eyes and look away. We have seaports all around Biafra land. The only one functioning is being used by Dangote, a Hausa Fulani Boko Haram, in my own land. And they are killing us. Imagine that it's one Biafran who is in the north, operating and shipping and unshipping. They would have sent Boko Haram to go and kill him. They would have bombed the place off from the map. Biafrans, why are we so weak and sick? Why is it that we see something that is wrong, we keep quiet? Biafrans, why are we allowing Hausa Fulani Boko Haram to kill us in their own places, and then they come also in our own land to intimidate us? Biafrans, why are we allowing all this? Why are we allowing evil to perpetrate within us through bribery and all the rest of it? Why are we allowing evil to sit inside our homes? Allowing evil, according to Uchemefo, to grow wings and start flying all over the places. Why are we allowing all this? Why are we keeping quiet when we see something that is right? We turn it to be wrong. We see something that is wrong, we say it is right. You can never see good and call it bad, or see wrong and make it right. Wrong is wrong, right is right. And what is wrong is supposed to be stopped completely. It says, deleted. Dear friends, why are we keeping quiet? Why are we allowing evil for the sake of bribery, for the sake of looking away, while our children are dying, while our women are dying, whilst our men, our youth, are dying? They have no jobs. They have nothing. They have all fled to different countries where they are being killed, where they are being maltreated, marginalized. If you know the number of Biafrans in jails in all over the world, it's more than those at home. Why are we allowing this? Biafrans are being punished unnecessarily. Nobody is speaking out for them. Nobody is speaking out for our people. The Western world are closing their eyes because they are stealing something from our own land. They are keeping quiet. They will tell you that Boko Haram is no longer fighting a jihad war. They are no longer fighting Christians. They will see the truth. They turn it upside down. We no longer know what is wrong or what is right. Our people, we are here on Radio Biafra to tell you to open your eyes before all of us are completely extinct, because we are gradually being eroded, gradually being killed. There is no peace in our land. All we talk about is embezzlement. I won't even go into Dozier and Madeke and the wife. When the director met this guy, the guy says he's well enough with his family. Why should we talk about him? I didn't want to go there, because when you believe that only you and your family are the only people that will ever resurrect on this world, why should I talk about you if you meet your demise? Why should I look upon you when you are not interested in the demise of others? Why should I talk about you if you're facing the challenge in your life? What about our people that were killed unnecessarily? Most of them didn't even see the daylight. Children women opened up, children sold, some of them killed for body parts. Who are these children? Biafran children. Our generation to come. Our people don't think. Once we eat and drink, sleep, end of story. Another person can go to hell. That is the attitude of our people, not being our own brother's keeper. That is what we do. Look away, turn away, forget about whoever is around you. Speak for yourself only. But Radio Biafra is not here to speak for themselves only. We are here to speak for the entire people of Biafra. From Aniocha to Ibocha, from Anioma to Ibocha, Ibocha to Calabar to Ebonyi State. Every Biafra human being, including Benue, the lower ones that believe they are part of Biafra. We speak for our people. And when Biafra comes, we will tell the world how to look after your own people, just like they do in Europe, just like they do in Malaysia. our people are killed all over the world as if they have no place where they came from. We came from a place, a highly and well-regarded place, a place that flows with milk and honey. But the greedy, wicked, idiotic, malicious, devilish people are in our land, in our towns and villages, roaming about while our own people are leaving their territories looking for greener pastures elsewhere, where they'll be killed, where they'll be put in jail. And some so-called Igbo people are keeping quiet, helping those who are stealing from your land. You steal something from here in Britain and see where you will end. Our people, you steal, you embezzle, they bring you to court, you bribe the judge. Here in this country, no judge can ever be bribed. Because England is one of the most civilized countries you can ever find in the world. What pains me is the seat on corrupted government and they don't do anything about it. Because they are getting something. You looked after your own people. You settled your home. You made your home so beautiful. But Nigeria, expired zoo, was built just to dump steel. Nobody will be persecuted. 5.2 million and counting Biafrans are killed. Nobody is talking about genocide. Our people are, up to today, they are still being killed. Everywhere. Not only in the north, not only in the expired zoo, in the western world as well. Most of them will fall down from stairs because they are running away from immigration. But you came to my own country to destroy it. That is why my people are coming into your lands. Don't you understand that? If Biafra is okay, why are we going abroad? You came to my own country, you destroyed it. And now I'm coming to your own country to seek refuge. You are locking me up. You are killing me. It does not make sense. You should have left us the way we are. You should have allowed us whatever we are eating and feeding us. We would have been okay. But you came, you brought your own civilization. You destroyed my own culture. You destroyed the way we are living together before the advent of white people, Europeans in our land. We are living, we have a chain of togetherness. You don't steal anybody's stuff. You don't encroach into another person's land. We didn't have policemen guiding us. Because everybody, you know your boundaries. You know what you're supposed to have as your own. As soon as the advancement of the Europeans into our Biafra land, everything turned upside down. And now I'm coming to your country because they are killing me where I came from. I've been telling Biafras, some of them don't understand this. If you're having problem with immigration, let them know that you have no state as we talk. Because you have no state, they will not deport you. Some of them, when they hear it, will jump off from left ear onto the right ear.
Barrister, they may not understand. You say
well,
if you
we have to carry on talking.
If
we are stateless,
we are killed. It is that important is that you explain that.
But my anger, Uchemefo, is this: you came to my country, you destroyed it. Now, when I came into your uncle, you're supposed to receive me. You have pity, you have mercy. That the problem we are, the reason why we are here, is because it's you, your fault, you caused it. If you didn't come to my land, come and destroy it and implant your own values, I won't be here. So while I'm here, why not look after me until I recover my own state and go back to where I came from? Instead, you're killing me, you're locking me up. That is the same slavery. Oh, there is slavery in Africa. The one that is still going on in the Western world is here. Because somebody was running away from their own land. Human Rights Act 1998, Section 2 and 3. Do not allow anybody who is running away from their life to be bagged up and locked up. It's the same part of slavery. The thing of slavery is when somebody is sold to one another. You lock somebody up, seizing their freedom. It's slavery. But it's still going on in the Western world. Uchemefo, take a census of our people that are bagged down in prison just for the sake of immigration. Why? You destroyed my own country. I came here to seek refuge because I don't want to die. Which is enshrined under the same Human Rights Act 1998. But you are bagging me up. Does it make any sense? Uchemefo, are people supposed to wake up, question some few things? Do not just take it because it was flashed on TV or media. Question is, when you have the ability to reason for yourself, then you will start to know that a lot of injustice has been done to you, not only where you are running from, but also the place you are running to. Good evening.
Thank you, Barrister, for that. Thank you very much. That is the eminent barrister, Law Barrister Imam Mezu. As always, he has given us his counsel, and as always, is wise. Of course, for me, there is no need running away from these people. You have to stay in and change the system. I cannot run away from what I inherited from the colonial masters. I will rather stand and fight against that is not good, that is robbing me of my identity. I will stand and fight it, rather than, because most of the things that we inherited from them, I do not know, it didn't start from me. I innocently worked myself into the system by virtue of my being into existence. And so I can't kill myself. We cannot kill ourselves. The only thing we can do is to stand and change the system and remove whatever stigma they have put on ourselves. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast, and I will be going to Imam Madabuchi in Lagos to give us his closing remarks after this timeout or interlude. Unequivocally, the quest for the restoration of Biafra, the second phase of that is in earnest and in full swing, irrespective of what people are bandying about. It is very important that we reiterate the fact that not everybody is entitled to every information relating to the second phase and even the third phase of the struggle. This is because the information you are entitled to is on the needs-to-know basis. If you are not supposed to know, then the information will not be given to you. This is Radio Biafra, and this is the PM edition, where the truth is told irrespective of whoever is involved. This is our platform, and you are welcome once more if you are just tuning in. About very soon we'll be descending to ending this program. And because God Almighty, the author and finisher of our faith, is in driving seat, Chukwu Biama, Chukwu Okike, Chukwu is in control. There is nothing the enemy can do. All we need on our part, the indigenous people of Biafra, is to continue to be resolute. It's to continue to be focused. It's to continue to do what we are doing. That is the powerful antidote against detractors, against enemies of Biafra and enemies of indigenous people of Biafra. And we will be going very shortly to Lagos to get Imam Madabuchi's closing remarks. We will be going to him very soon. Radio Biafra is currently on the tour of the Americas, and presently and precisely is in the United States of America. The second segment of the next edition of the program, which is 7 a.m. tomorrow morning, is going to come to you from the United States of America, precisely from Washington, D.C., or New York, as the case may be. We are going to confirm this by the next edition of the program, which is tomorrow morning, 7 p.m. Biafra time, is going to come to you from the United States of America, and they will be hosted by no other but the indomitable director of Radio Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu. We thank all indigenous people of Biafra in the United States of America for making indigenous people of Biafra proud, for making Radio Biafra and Biafra proud. We thank you all. You know yourselves. And we are now going to Imam Madabuchi in Lagos for him to give us his closing remarks. Imam, are you hearing me? Please, can you proceed to giving us your closing remarks while we end this program?
Yes, Uche, thank you very much for another wonderful edition, another refreshing edition and informative. Thank you very, very much. I'm so grateful. And I'm sure many Biafrans who listen to us this evening are also very, very grateful. Thank you. I will also say thank you to our Biafran brothers and sisters, wherever they are, all over the world. Thank you for listening to us. Thank you for giving us your ear. Thank you for having the patience to sit out and listen to what we have to say this night. And I say that the Lord God will bless all your endeavors wherever you are, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Go ahead.
Yes, and I will start my closing remark. In short, I will give my closing remark will come in the form of asking our people, Biafran people, wherever they are all over the world, to come out and do something about their pitiable plight in this contraption called Nigeria. Our plight is pitiable. We should not be crying in our bedrooms, crying wherever we are. We should come out and do something about our plight. I've had interactions with so many of us, and what will they tell you? And we are praying that God will help us. God will make our situation better. God will fight for us. God will touch their hearts so that they will. And I've used the opportunity to tell them that God don't do any of these things. God did not create us zombies. God created us with brains, with hands and with legs to work out our salvation. Okay, physical salvation, if you call it that. That is what he has given us these things for. Even in the Garden of Eden, he did not create Adam and Eve and put them in the garden to sleep and wake. He gave them job to do. Say, you go and tend to the garden. You go and nourish, you go and build it up. So our towns, our cities, our villages, our country, Biafra, we have to fight for it. We have to build it. Nobody builds it for you. Nobody will build it for me. All those countries we are running to, beautiful countries, wealthy countries, people build those places. They didn't run away, they build those places. So our people should come out and let us struggle, get this Biafra for us and our children. As a matter of fact, it's no longer for me, it's for my children. Thank you very much. Tomorrow is another day, and God bless you all.
Thank you very much, Ima, for that. Thank you very much. And may God also bless you and bless your family and indeed indigenous people of Biafra in Biafra land and elsewhere in the zoo called Nigeria. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast, and we have reached you from London. We are about ending this program. We thank God Almighty for having made it possible for us to be alive up to this moment. We thank you, indigenous people of Biafra, all men and women of goodwill, all lovers of freedom and justice from around the world, all those who have been supporting the Biafra project all the way. We cannot thank you enough, but we can only say that the journey has just begun because we have not done anything yet. The job is not yet done. What is needed is total commitment, doggedness, sincerity, and all that are required to make sure that Biafra restoration is seen to its logical conclusion. We are not perfect because we are human beings, but we are sincere here, and so shall it be. And that is the spirit of Biafra. May God continue to renew us. May He continue to revive us. And more importantly, may He help us restore Biafra. Good evening from London, and good night to you all. And this is your sincerely, Chairman 4, signing off. Tomorrow is another day. Join us again at 7 a.m. Biafra time tomorrow morning. As I have said before, the program is going to come from the United States of America and will be hosted by the director of Radio Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu. Thank you very much.
We the indigenous people of Biafra, we cannot thank you enough for all you've done for us. Ani na singe mama, Biafrans in Malaysia. Ani na singe mama, Biafrans all over Asia. Ani na singe mama. Biafra in Europe. I say, Wamu can like you. Macaneto, the Kenanko, Mary May, Ike Gandhi, Mosom. Biafra in America. I saw Wasin can like you. Biafra in Australia. Anna Turugi, Mama. Our amiable director. Don't turn the canoe. Onye chukwu zitere nye Biafra, ọ na-atụrụ gị mama. Barista Mammes, ọ na-atụrụ gị mama. Njinia Uche Mefọ, ọ na-atụrụ gị mama. Lọlọ Chidimma, ọ na-atụrụ gị mama. Mr. Antonio Bilo, ọ na-atụrụ gị mama. Maka na etori ke na komereme ike gadi imoso ekele di ke na komereme o ike gadi imoso ekele o otito ekele o ekele o otito
debe chukwu nyere anyị ebe onye iri anyị ka ebiawe biri nọ una nnukwu awụsa n'ime ngịnị ka anyị nata dozi ụbọta anyị nọ enotemụ ndị nụrụ anya ha 1967 to 70 ndị nụrụ agha nwewe onu ha ga mụ na nụnụ egwu fanako mgbe nwanne nọ egwu fanako oke nwanne nọ egwu ahụ na gomụ n'ime isi mụ egwu ahụ na-eme mụ n'ọbịa ṅụrị nọ Anasi, ole me, no na wane mde, ra, anu puta no zobwe wane. Anasi, ole me, no na wane mde, ra, anu puta no zobwe wane. Ododo, tai, tibwa usa, tibwa usa, tibwa usa, tibwa usa.
For Professor Denibo, anyị na-ekele gị o. For keeping him alive today, anyị na-atụrụ gị mama. Maka na etori gị na nke omereme, ike gị adịghị ime ọzọ. Engineer anyị si m kele gị o, anyị na-atụrụ gị mama. Maka na etori gị na nke omereme o, ike gị adịghị ime ọzọ. Agbanwe dị ka ịzụ agbarịa, anyị na-atụrụ gị mama. Ebere Chukwu a na-egbu ọgụ, o sokwasị m kele gị o. Aga m akpọzi onye ghara ibe ya, anyị na-atụrụ gị mma mma. Chuka Boza, ọ sịkwa mụ kele gị o. Ike Chukwu enye agụ, ọ sịkwa mụ kele gị o. Maka na etori ike na nke o mere eme o, ike gị adịghị ime ọzọ. Ekele onye aka dị na nke ọgwọrọ ọgwụ onye ọzọ ọhụ gị etinyechara. Ekele dịrị gị ezi m, otito dịrị gị Chukwu Abịama o. Maka ọ dịrịrị anyị rịka o, anyị na-atụrụ gị mma mma. Christo Sueke Victor Dunga One of Malaysia, ọ sịkwa mụ kele gị o, ọ na-atụrụ gị mma mma. Ọha Nwachi Nọsọ Eke, ọ sịkwa mụ kele gị o. Maka na etori ike na nke o mere eme o, ike gị adịghị ime ọzọ. Ariwa Nze na kele gị o, ọ sịkwa mụ kele gị o. Mụ onwe mgbada si nwoke, eji m ekele wee bịa o. Chukwu Abịama Chukwu Okike me, anyị na-atụrụ gị mma mma. Maka na etori ike na nke o mere eme o, ike gị adịghị ime ọzọ. We want to be free as a nation. We are calling the United States.
support our freedom, to support Biafra freedom. We are calling the world leaders to support our freedom. We are calling all of us for freedom to come for Biafran aid. We want to be free as a nation. We want to be free as a nation. We are calling the European Union to support our freedom. We are calling the African nations to support our freedom. We are calling the African leaders to support Biafran freedom. Mr. Lebedim, a shore, was a quamu kelegio, was a quamu kelegio, honor to rogue mama. Mr. Chinon, so wadike, honor to rogue mama. Mr. Uso Chikanyamu, honor to rogue mama. Makaneto dike nanko mereme, ike gadi monzo, eke no nyakide nanko wora, wogwonyo zo honge tiye jara.
We, the indigenous people of Biafra, God, we are grateful for giving us that great nation called Biafra, the land of the rising sun, led by our amiable director, Dr. Nnamdi Kanu, the chosen one, and all editorial board of Radio Biafra. We are calling all Biafra living all over the world to come out. Let's build our great land, the great Biafra. There we worship Chukwu Abiyama, Chukwu Okigai, the Lord that created heaven and earth. In Jesus' name, amen.